On Campus is brought to you by the UWI Mona, inspiring excellence, producing leaders. On Campus, a weekly look at what's happening on the Mona campus of the University of the West Indies. On Campus today, the 22nd annual Salices Conference focuses on food insecurity. There's our regular campus calendar, but first, UWI News. The Caribbean Court of Justice was one of the 2021 beneficiaries of the third iteration of the UWI Trade Lab Clinic. For this initiative, third-year law students from the UWI Cave Hill campus who participated in the clinic produced 34 summaries of the decisions of the court issued in the original jurisdiction between 2008 and 2020. This collaboration was conceptualized by Dr. Yann-Yves Remy and is intended to deepen the understanding of the court's role in interpreting and applying the revised Treaty of Chaguaramas and deciding on issues regarding freedom of movement, trade, services, and money in the CARICOM region. In the formal handing over ceremony of the digest, the Honorable Justice Adrian Saunders, president of the CCJ, lamented the fact that regional citizens have not been making greater use of the rights they enjoy under the treaty. He commended the project, noting that this digest is more than just concise summaries of the cases. It includes aids that give significant added value for researchers, quite apart from providing a readily accessible snapshot of the decisions for the public at large. A significant change has been made at the start of the new academic year 2021-2022 to the staffing of the Inner Office of the Vice-Chancellor, located at the regional headquarters of the University of the West Indies. Ms. Grace Jutan, with effect from August 1, has been designated Chief of Staff. In this capacity, she shall be responsible for coordinating activities specific to the Vice-Chancellor's diary, as well as related staff matters within the office. Ms. Jutan has over 15 years of service at the executive level of the university, which began in the office of Vice-Chancellor Alistair McIntyre before her appointment as Executive Assistant in the office of the Board for Undergraduate Studies, where she worked with then-Pro-Vice-Chancellors Hilary Beckles, Elsa Liorini, Marlene Hamilton, and Alvin Wind. Having left the university to work at Florida International University for over 7 years, on her return, she now brings an international dimension to bear on her present role. Additionally, Ms. Jutan holds a master's degree from Florida International University in teaching English to speakers of other languages. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to wreak havoc globally, but has affected small island developing states even more so than others. Small island developing states have always struggled with a myriad of social ailments in addition to the impact of climate change. One such ailment is that of food security. This afternoon, Public Relations Officer at the Mona Campus, Camille Reed, speaks with Dr. Patricia Northover, Development Economist, Economic Philosopher, and a Research Fellow at the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social and Economic Studies here at the UWI about these issues. Food security is just one of the many issues that will be discussed at the 22nd Salices Conference, being hosted under the theme Reimagining Development for Small Island Developing States, Post-Pandemic Transformations.
Now, your current research project, it's on food systems and transformational knowledge for sustainable development. Now, before we get into the conference, could you just explain to our listeners what a food system is and what has your research told you about the current state of Jamaica's food system?
Well, the food system really focuses on everything related to food from farm to the fork, right? So from production activities to transportation activities, food processing activities, to how it gets to your plate, the marketing, the packaging, and the issues related to food waste along that value chain to get to the consumer's table. So the idea is really to look at it as a whole process, not just look at it in terms of one activity, but all the related activities that are involved in the production of food for maintaining populations and keeping ourselves alive. So it also includes things like the governance of the food system, because as you know, one of the threats when you export food could be phytosanitary issues like pests and diseases. So there are very strong regulatory regimes around the distribution, transport, and export and import of food. Issues related to sustainability, so like food insecurity, how many people are going hungry because they don't have access to food. Issues related to climate change, so how is water impacted? How is the capacity of the farmers to keep producing the food that they now do to keep economies, their livelihoods, and broad processes of human well-being making that possible. So it's a very complex set of activities that all have to do with how we eat, why we are eating the way we're eating, and the impacts that it can have on the environment.
What is the state of Jamaica's food system, would you say?
Right. So Jamaica's food system has to be seen in historical context, in that we're an ex-plantation, post-plantation society, which means that we had a legacy of being a monocultural production space in which slave labor was the basic form of production. And with emancipation, there was no real redress, so that the persons were left without access to land, access to resources. And out of that very unequal system, what we inherited was a dualism. So we have large plantations or large farms, and we have a lot of small farmers, over 200,000 small farmers on a very small portion of the land. So they access perhaps less than 20% of the land, whereas the rest is owned by large plantations or large landowners. And what that means is that although the small farmers are responsible largely for domestic food systems, it's very, very difficult. And they're using techniques or processes of production which are highly vulnerable to things like drought, pests, climate change impacts that make their livelihoods insecure. And so what you'll see when there's a storm or a flood, you see that when you go to the supermarket or you go downtown to buy your goods and vegetables, you don't get the access to the food. Availability of food is limited. And one of the consequences of this history and the dualism in terms of resources and access to the capacities to produce food has been that we've tended to rely on imports. So the region has a very high import bill going up to US $8 billion. In Jamaica alone, our food import bill is a little over $1 billion. So we're in between a rock and a hard place, because we're a small island. So in the environmentally hazardous zone, tropical zone, and we have high import dependencies. So we can lose access to food externally, as well as we can lose our capacity to produce for ourselves internally. So it's a very precarious situation.
That was Dr. Patricia Northover, a senior research fellow at the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social and Economic Studies, Salises. We'll hear more from her after the break, but first, let's take a look at our campus calendar. The 22nd annual Salises Conference is being held virtually from September 28 to 30 under the theme Reimagining Development for Small Island Developing States, SIDS, Post-Pandemic Transformations. The conference is free and open to the public, and the sessions will be streamed via Zoom, and selected sessions will be live on UETV. The conference is free and open to the public, and the sessions will be streamed via Zoom, and selected sessions will be live on UETV. Join us for this important conference from September 28 to 30. Registration is now open. To register, visit www.salisesconference.com. We now return to Dr. Patricia Northover, development economist, economic philosopher, and a research fellow at the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social and Economic Studies, Salises, as she tells us more about her presentation on food security at the upcoming 22nd annual Salises Virtual Conference.
Could you tell me, Doc, a little bit about the paper that you'll be presenting? I love the title. It's very interesting. Tell me a little bit about the paper and what attendees might expect.
Okay, so the paper is entitled Food Fight, the science question in the transformation of food systems and why the decolonization of science matters. No, I'm not sure if everyone knows, but we have a major United Nations Food Summit 2021 that is taking place in September. And a large group of community activists, 300 global civil society organizations, have boycotted the summit because they say that it has been taken over by corporate interests and it has narrowed the agenda for radical change in food systems. And internationally, no matter which study you look at, you will see that there's a consensus that our food system is broken. Agriculture contributes to 30% of greenhouse gases. It's contributed to massive land degradation, incredible loss of biodiversity, plus ongoing problems in relationship to food availability, hunger, chronic hunger and insecurity. So the food system is broken and it needs to be fixed. So the question is, whose interests should guide and whose science should guide the solutions for this very difficult impasse that we have now, where people are, you know, literally dying from the food that they're eating, or the planet is basically under severe distress because of the loss of species. Up to 90% of vegetable varieties of seeds have been lost. So when you're thinking about the future with the absence of biodiversity, the absence of access to the basic ingredient, your seeds, and corporate control over seeds, so Monsanto, which is one of the highly cited corporations that focus on patenting and then control of seeds, so you can't replant seeds after you buy them. You have to constantly keep purchasing seeds year after year. You can't share those seeds because you'll be violating their control over the rights to those seeds. So it's a very big issue. So who should control the future of food? Which tool are we going to use to fix the system? Whose knowledge are we going to use to fix the system? And whose interests in science are we going to use in supporting more viable and sustainable food pathways? And small island states, if you're food insecure and you're subject to hurricanes, science is very important in moving towards a sustainable foodway path. So the science question is very, very important. And it shouldn't be one group or one set of individuals and countries dominating the dialogue, but a diverse set of interests at the table. So there's been a food fight with all of these petitions boycotting the United Nations Food Summit because of corporate control. Indeed, Jeffrey Sachs has come out in a United Nations General Assembly hearing protesting against the corporate takeover of our food system.
That was Dr. Patricia Northover, development economist, economic philosopher, and a research fellow at the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social and Economic Studies, speaking to UWI Mona Public Relations Officer Camille Reed about the Salises virtual conference being held under the theme Reimagining Development for Small Island Developing States Post-Pandemic Transformations. For more information or to register, visit www.salisesconference.com. And that's On Campus for today. To stay connected to the UWI Mona, home of the Pelicans, or to apply to UWI Mona, visit us online at www.mona.uwi.edu or like our official Facebook page at www.facebook.com/UWI Mona. The University of the West Indies, inspiring excellence, producing leaders. If you have suggestions for this program, please contact the Marketing, Recruitment and Communications Office, University of the West Indies, Mona, Kingston 7, or email us at marketing.communications@uwimona.edu.jm. On Campus was produced by Camille Reed. I am Sean Mokien. On Campus is a production of the Marketing, Recruitment and Communications Office of the University of the West Indies Mona and is recorded in the Media Lab of the University Archives at the UWI Regional Headquarters.